The Story of the Seer of Patmos by Stephen N. Haskell. Entered according to the Act of Congress in the year 1905 by Stephen N. Haskell, in the office of the Librarian of Congress, Washington, D.C. All rights reserved. Author's Preface. Prophecy is often considered dark and mysterious. The Lord describes how prophecy given in vision will be looked upon by many people, and the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. The book of Revelation was never sealed, for the angel said to John, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. God has given the book of Revelation a title different from any other book in the Bible, signifying that it is open to all. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. He has pronounced a blessing upon everyone who reads it, or even hears it read. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. It is adapted to every mind, and is full of choice illustrations and symbols, which will not only interest, but instruct the reader. It is a complete book in itself, for John was told, What thou seest, write in a book. He then said that he bare record of the word of God, and of all things that he saw. The prophecies of Revelation cover the period of the time from the first advent of Christ to the earth made new. The history of the Christian church is repeated four times in different figures, illustrating almost every phase of experience the church will pass through. Portions of the history are repeated several times. The book of Revelation opens the portals of the city of God, and presents to the readers Eden restored, with its tree of life bearing 12 manner of fruit. The study of prophecy, by many, is considered uninteresting, and much that is written upon this subject is given in an argumentative style, which is unattractive to many minds. The Story of the Seer of Patmos is a treatise on the Book of Revelation, given in a narrative style, interesting alike to old and young. The story of the Seer of Patmos is sent forth on its mission of love with earnest prayer to God that it may point all who read to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. May the Bible student find treasure, the skeptics find ground for faith, and the thoughtless become acquainted with the thoughts of God by reading this book. May the Lord bless its mission, and in love of the great Master, may it prove a blessing to thousands of souls who are struggling with the conflicts and ills of this life, and guide them to the pearly portals of the New Jerusalem.